Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast featuring Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. Sit back, relax, and learn how to make a crap load of money online.
I will fire clients.
Look, I'm just trying to stay married as hell.
Listen, man, if they can't sell without paid traffic, they sure as hell can't sell with it.
We always forget what we're talking about. Must be the wine.
I will earn that money back and destroy him.
Dude, if your internet's going to be boo-boo this entire time, I'm going to be mad.
Howdy, and welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast. We're your hosts, Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. Today, we're going to be talking about ClickFunnels, and we're really going to be answering the question, why ClickFunnels? Because, you know, we get this a lot from when we talk to bloggers, not so much with, like, people in the internet marketing space or kind of like my world, because ClickFunnels is pretty popular over there, and the most people use it. But especially with, like, the bloggers that follow us, Bobby, they're always like, why ClickFunnels? Because it is a little pricey. It's $97 a month. And they're like, there's these cheaper alternatives out there. You can go use, you know, your free landing page builder from ConvertKit, or you can use InstaPage or Lead Pages, or geez, there's so many others that, you know, I can't even remember anymore. And we're pretty adamant about, like, we like to use ClickFunnels, and there's a lot of reasons for that. And so we're just going to kind of talk about it today and hopefully clear the air on that. You know, I think one of the notions I know that's out there because of some of the, you know, I guess the marketers ruin everything. And so I think one of the reasons that ClickFunnels gets a bad rap is because they do have a good affiliate program. And so you see a lot of marketers that are, like, doing ads literally just to promote their ClickFunnels affiliate thing. And so I think a lot of people think that's it. But the reality is it looks nicer. It's got better features, and it's just a better product than a lot of the competition. And it's worth the money, in my opinion. So, you know, I'm interested in your perspective, because you were one of those bloggers when we first started working together. And I was like, we need to use this, I don't know, more expensive tool. So I'm curious, like, what your opinion has been on that software from, like, when we started to kind of where we are now.
You know, I never really had a problem with it, but I feel like I've always been a little bit different, like, than the, I'm going to say stereotypical blogger, because bloggers don't like to spend a lot of money on stuff. And I've always been like, I've always felt like, man, I'll put money back in my brand all day long. So I've always felt like if I spend money on something, it's probably going to come back to me in, like, some kind of, like, good karma sort of way, which is not really the strategic way to look at it, but I've always felt that way. And so when, you know, we first started using it, I mean, I was just like, man, this is freaking awesome, because a lot of bloggers run into the issue of, like, they want to have good landing pages, but there's not really, like, a really good solution out there. And so, but they will go with, like, cheaper stuff to try to, and so, you know, it is pricey. It's, you know, $97 a month, and that's a lot for a blogger. But, like, the way I look at it, I'm like, okay, what if you make one sale of, like, an affiliate product that's, you know, you get a $97 cut or whatever, like, if, you know, or if you get a lot of people on your email list and you're able to promote products to them, you're going to probably do better than $97 a month, especially if you have any kind of, like, legit traffic. You know, if you have, like, a good amount of traffic, or, you know, even like 20,000-30,000 views a month, I think if you're directing it to the right place, you can make that money back quickly. It's really easy to make awesome landing pages. Like, they just, and they work, you know. And that's the same thing, like, Coral did her YouTube channel, and her landing pages look incredible. Like, she's got better landing pages on her stuff than I do on Millennial Money Man right now. And it's just like, it's one of those things where I think people should take a look at it rather than just going with the cheap alternative, because the cheap alternative isn't usually the best.
Yeah. I think that's a big thing, is a lot of people spend too much time looking at, like, just price and price shopping, and then they miss out on a lot of things. I mean, there are definitely features, you know, a lot of times when we're recommending software, like, we're recommending ClickFunnels to our Facebook Side Hustle students, and there are some very agency specific great features for ClickFunnels that we'll talk about later. But I think, you know, to start this conversation, it would make sense to kind of pull back a little bit and say, why should you use landing pages? Because I think people are going to listen to this and they're going to go, like, you know, why should I do that in the first place? Why not just make a page on my blog, right? Like, why not just create a page on WordPress? And, you know, the big reason is because having a landing page is more effective than putting something on your blog. You know, when you're trying to get somebody to accomplish a task, you want to give them two choices. You want to give them the choice to opt in for your thing or to close the window. And that's the only two options. And when you put it on your blog, there's menus, there's read more, there's drop downs, there's stuff in the sidebar. There's all these things that can distract people, and that brings down your conversion rate, which means less list growth or less click through to your sales pages or whatever it may be. And so instead of like being focused on your branding or having it look exactly the same as your website or, you know, saving money in that sense, whatever, use what's effective. And so having, you know, even if you've got like this beautiful website, it's going to be more effective to move them to something that maybe is close enough to the branding. They know they're in the right place, but is designed to be effective. It's mobile optimized. It doesn't have a lot of options or distractions. It just, you know, really gets to the point of what you're doing. And when you're doing that, like, that simple change can really improve your results. It's something that, like, you can get more email subscribers out of your traffic, more affiliate sales, like all of those things. So that's like one of the big reasons that you should be using it in the first place, is just to be more effective, to utilize your traffic better, to grow your real audience, which is your email list. And so, like, it's one of those things, you need to find something, you know, to start. And so in this conversation, sure, if you don't feel like you can afford something like ClickFunnels, you can go use one of those $25 options or whatever. I did, but it's a starting point, you know. I remember the minute, I think I started with lead pages or Instapage back in the day. And it was one of those things, like, I started with it and it was like the minute that I could upgrade, I upgraded. Yeah. And my conversion percentages improved just because things looked nicer. They looked more professional. Like, the buttons looked better. It was kind of like the difference between using MS Paint and using Photoshop. Like, I don't think there's any argument that, you know, using Photoshop is going to look a lot nicer. And that was kind of the difference between some of these cheaper landing page tools and using ClickFunnels.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I for a long time, I only used the ConvertKit landing pages because they came with ConvertKit, you know, so I would create some kind of, you know, if I have a free blogging guide and I had it on the ConvertKit landing page. And the problem with it is, you can't customize them really at all unless they've changed things drastically. But like, I couldn't get the button above the fold. I remember that was a pretty huge issue, especially on mobile. And it just didn't look that great. That doesn't mean that they don't work. And I have some friends that are bloggers that, you know, they use them and they seem to work really well. But my argument would be, have you tested it against something that's better to see if your conversion percentages are going to go way up, and then you're going to make way more money and have way more email subscribers. And I think a lot of bloggers, like, they find something that kind of works and they're like, yeah, it's working. And then they just move on, mostly because they get distracted by all the other stuff you have to do. Cause I feel like that's another part of this too. You know, as a blogger, you inherently have to focus on like 400 different things all at once. And so, like, a lot of bloggers will check the list of like, okay, I've got some kind of landing page software. You know, maybe it's not that great, but I'm using it. Or I'll just use the ones that are on ConvertKit or whatever. And then they move their focus to the next thing, which is like Pinterest or Google or Facebook or whatever. And then they, you know, for a year, they'll have a landing page. I'm saying this because this is something I've done. They'll have a landing page that's not very effective. And then it's like they come back a year later. And if they had addressed that and gone with like a nicer option, even if it was paid, they would have made a lot more money over the course of the year or had way more email subscribers. So it's, you know, I get the struggles of it because that has happened before we started working together. Like, the landing page stuff wasn't as much on the forefront of my mind. Like, I was more worried about traffic and getting more traffic and more traffic,
right?
But I wasn't necessarily worried as much about optimizing what the traffic was doing. And a lot of bloggers fall into that trap because it's like this numbers game. You see everybody's income reports and stuff like that, and you're just trying to get bigger numbers instead of making what you already have much better.
It's all about the big numbers.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it really is. It's one of those things, you know, we're very lucky because I think the shortcomings of my background and the shortcomings of your background, we kind of like cancel out for each other because one of us will like latch onto something and the other one will be like, yeah, let's not be an idiot. Let's do this instead. And like kind of, you know, keep each other in check from, you know, those various kinds of things. I want to talk about some of like the features with ClickFunnels and kind of like why we like it. We just kind of talked about why, you know, what kind of what landing pages are. I think one of the biggest things to me, and I know, I'm not sure like how much you use it actually, because I think this is one of those areas where like when we need something, like I go do it or my team does it, since it's something that we use all the time. Like this is just one of those in our business, there's certain things that Bobby does and there's certain things that I do. And
you pretty much, I mean, it's like anytime, I feel like we've kind of split that responsibility up. Like anytime we need something as far as like a landing page for the Facebook Ads for Bloggers course or whatever, you're just like, okay, I'll go do it. Cause you can create those things. I was telling Cora about this. Cause like you, I don't know if you made a landing page for her, but you did something in like a way, way shorter amount of time than it would take a normal person. And so when we need landing pages, like Mike, you do this all the time for all of your agency clients and it just happens like so fast. So I'm like, screw it. I'll just let Mike do that.
I gave her a guide. Like I walked her through how to do it and then I deleted it and I made her go do it. And then like she went and like designed her own and then sent it to me. And then I basically went in and was like, okay, we're going to mobile optimize this. We're going to change this. And like, I basically like redid what she did in about 5 to 10 minutes and send it back to her. So yeah, you know, with ClickFunnels, there's a couple of things that I really like about it. Obviously you can make your funnels, you can have different pages. So it can just be a simple landing page and thank you page, or it can be a very in-depth thing. Like you can go really far with it, which we do with some of ours. But there's a few things that stand out. One, the page builder itself is really incredible. The payment integration, ability to use order forms is really nice, and not a lot of landing page builders have that, where you can have secure order forms, you can connect to Stripe and to PayPal and things of that nature. ClickFunnels also has this incredible share feature where you can literally take a link and paste it into your browser and it will take a funnel from one account and download it into another account, like a completely done funnel. And you know, that's one of the things that we utilize affiliates, like, and you guys can do this too, if you want to use ClickFunnels, you know, we will give you our most effective list building funnel. It's the one that I've been perfecting for 5 years or so. So you can actually go and opt in and get that funnel and see that share funnel feature in action. But that share funnel feature is really nice. Already mentioned the page builder. There's a membership site platform in it, which is awesome. I mean, that's one of the reasons I love this tool, is because I'm normally not one of those people to say, hey, get the all-in-one tool. But essentially, ClickFunnels is a page builder. And the fact that it has webinar capability and payment order form capability, you know, with things like order bumps and things of that nature, the fact that it has a password-protected membership site capability, like those are massive features. And so if you're creating a course or something and you're trying to save money, ClickFunnels is a great way to go, because instead of paying, which I think it's like $97 a month or something like that for Teachable, like you can pay $97 a month for ClickFunnels, and then you're going to be able to create your landing pages, your sales pages, your order forms, your membership site. Like you can do all of it, and that is what that tool is for page building. And so it's a good all-in-one, encompassing everything you need kind of tool. And it just looks nice, and there's a lot of templates. So you can do everything from going completely custom the way I do, or you can use this massive template library. And I know that like Coral, she used a template. And so she took a template and then put her own images and colors and everything on there. And it looks super, super nice. And what's amazing is like, this was her first time using the software. I'm pretty sure she did it in like 20 minutes. Like it was very quick. And it looks like she went and paid, you know, a developer to like create this page for her.
I just took a screenshot of it. I think we should put it in the show notes just so people can see what it is. Cause like I walked in, her office is like behind mine. So like I walked in the office and she was like kind of playing around with it, and she had a template up, and I was like, okay, that's a nice template. Cause she was giving away a printable. And I was like, okay, that's a nice template. Like, I wonder how she's going to do with it. And I went and like I don't know, I got some food or something, and I came back in. And when I came back, it was like, it looked incredible. And I was like, wow, like that looks really nice. Like, and I think it's the whole funnel that she has for her printable is really cool. And so I think we'll include that in the show notes so you can see it. But the templates are good. And that's the biggest thing. Like, it just looks nice. And not only does it look nice, I think, you know, cause that's important, but they're effective. Like they work well, you know, easily connected with Active Campaign for her. So it's like, she's already getting email subs from her YouTube channel. It's like, it was just easy, you know, and she doesn't know anything about this online world game. And she was able to do that in 20 minutes.
The amazing thing to me is like when you're talking about that, besides all of the, like how well compatible it is with all these integrations and stuff, is like, we never have problems with it. How much technology do we use for Laptop Empires that we have problems with all of the time? Like, I would say every single piece of software that we use, we have to have technical support, and I never need it for ClickFunnels, which is kind of insane.
Like, that's actually a really good point. I don't know if we've ever put in a support ticket for ClickFunnels since we've
been. I have one time, like ever that I can remember.
Jeez. Yeah. Okay. That's pretty impressive. Cause we have, with the amount of core sales and stuff that we have, and like, and nothing is perfect. I feel like when it comes to all the software and stuff, we have some things that we really recommend that we use every day, but nothing's really perfect. And we have to, you know, we do have to have some problems fixed sometimes, but yeah, that's a good point. I've never really thought about that. We don't ever have to talk to ClickFunnels, which is nice.
Yeah. So let's, you know, just to kind of, I talked about the features and everything. You know, I just kind of want to talk about it a little bit deeper. The page builder is really, really nice. It's very simple to use, like to the point that it's pretty much drag and drop. It's a very easy framework of like, you've got the bigger, I can't even remember what it's called, but like you've got a green level, a blue level, and an orange level. And like the green level is like the big pieces of your site, right? And so it's like, this is the background. And then you've got rows, and so like you can do a row, and it can be one row, two row, or they're called rows, but like you can split the rows into columns, so you can have multiple columns or a single column or whatever, and you can adjust the size of them, and then you're putting elements inside of the rows and columns, and so everything is just like dragging toggles and like expanding and like moving it how you want. And then the elements, you can put almost anything in there. You can do images, you can do text, you can do buttons, you can do opt-in forms. I noticed that like this week, I noticed this when I was working on Coral's thing, they've added where you can now do, and I think this is the only builder that does this, you can do a Facebook login. So you know when you go to sign up for new software and it's like, would you like to log in with Google or Facebook to make it easier? You can now have people opt in with Facebook, wow. Which I think is pretty incredible, because especially being a Facebook marketer where we do a lot of retargeting, like if somebody were to try and retarget my email that I opt into everything with, I would not show up because that's not the same email I use for Facebook. So they wouldn't actually be able to retarget me. But if I'm opting in via Facebook, then, you know, then that's going to be a more powerful custom audience. So that's a really cool feature. But you can do video embeds, like, and it's not like you don't have to mess with code or anything either. We do video all the time, and all we do is we take the URL for the YouTube video and plop it in there. And then that's cool, because then you're getting YouTube video views, and, you know, it's just easy. But you can do all kinds of stuff. You can do one of those like pictures, and then you click on it and like the video pops up and takes the whole screen, or it can just be a little embed. Forms, custom code, like I mentioned, order forms, payment processors. There's so many different things that you can put in there, and it's all drag and drop. It's very easy to do. Like I said, I got on for about a half hour with Coral, showed her the basics of everything, and she built like a high quality page in, you know, less than that amount of time. So yeah. Very, very easy, even if you don't have a lot of experience. And I think this is funny too. You know, I talked about one of the big knocks people have on it is like, people tend to hate affiliate marketing. Like, luckily I think there's a lot of bloggers in our audience, and there's, you know, a lot of kind of online business people, and so they like affiliate marketing. But that is one of the things people are like, oh, it's just, you know, people are just trying to make money with affiliates. But the nice thing about that is it means that there are tons of tutorials on ClickFunnels, like really high quality tutorials, because people are creating these amazing tutorials on YouTube and stuff like that to drive people to their affiliate links. And so there's never been a time where I needed to figure something out and I couldn't figure it out just like in seconds, you know, with a quick search. But the order forms look really, really nice. They have the capability of, you know, doing Stripe. You can do PayPal integration. You can do order bumps. You know, like we're a big fan of like, hey, I'm going to buy this product. Oh, do you want to add on this bonus product for $30 or whatever? You can have those kind of capabilities. And you can link, like I mentioned earlier, you can link it all up with the membership site. The membership site portal is also drag and drop. It's password protected. It's super easy. We use Teachable for our courses, but the ClickFunnels builder is actually way easier to use than Teachable. So I like Teachable like a lot, and it's been very good, but you know, I don't have any complaints about Teachable, but it's just like, you know, for an all-in-one product, like that ClickFunnels membership site builder is way easier to use and it's more customizable. Because you can change the colors and you can change the look of it and you can move everything around. So it's a really good, like if you're wanting to have a course or put something together, it can be really, really nice. And like you said, it integrates with just about everything, every tool you need to use, Zapier, ActiveCampaign, ConvertKit, AWeber, all the email stuff, whatever it is that you want to use.
Yeah, Teachable's great, but like the sales page builder, I am not a fan of because it, I mean, we had our sales pages on Teachable and they're drag and drop, but it's real shady drag and drop. I feel like there's a lot of stuff I like about Teachable as far as like the courses and how people can access it and everything. But the actual sales page part of it, I feel like is lacking a little bit, but it's a lot easier to create a sales page in ClickFunnels than it is.
Yeah. And it looks nicer because it's more customizable. So it looks different. You know, that is one thing, like I know from looking at people's sales pages for courses, I know if they're using Teachable because all the sales pages look the same. And so like every single blogger out there uses Teachable, which is fine. But like, if you just think about one of the big thing, like a big marketing principle is just standing out amongst the noise. And so if you're using the same stock sales page template from Teachable that every other person's doing, especially if you're creating one of the 50 bajillion blogging courses that are out there, like every single one of them is a blog course with the same thing and the same testimonial spot and the same feature spot and the same pricing look. And like, it's all the same. And so being able to create something custom, like is going to help you stand out. So yeah, lots of good stuff there. I don't really think we need to say much more on this unless you have something that you want
to close. Did you talk about the mobile friendly part of it? Because that's probably
the part.
You can go in and look at it. So when you're creating a landing page, you can put certain things, like just by clicking a button, you can mobile optimize, but like you can take a certain element and make sure it only shows up on mobile, or you can make sure it only shows up on desktop. So Coral's, you know, I'll try to get a screenshot of the mobile versus the desktop version of the landing page she created, but it was really,
you could just link to her page.
That's a good point. Yeah. that's Mike, the marketer. So yeah, we'll link to that. And then, you can check it out because it was really easy for her to just go in and like click mobile and like, you just like, and that's the thing about the drag and drop builder stuff you were talking about. Like, I feel like a lot, usually when I think drag and drop, especially stuff when it comes to like blogging themes and stuff like that. Yeah. I think like, oh God, drag and drop. But this is one of the only drag and drop things that I think is legit. Everything else is pretty shady though, or just clunky or whatever. It's surprising that they've been able to kind of put together something that is actually good for people that don't know how to, or don't want to mess with code, but then it turns out really nice too. So yeah, that's all I've got.
You can have somebody come in and do custom code with it and everything too.
Yeah.
Like it has the capability to do that. So, and another thing, like this is the funniest thing to me because you always see people like running Facebook ads and it says like your name at clickfunnels.com or whatever. And because they don't know how to mask it, but like if you're listening to this and you have your own website, if you have a WordPress, there's a WordPress plugin. And then you click on the plugin and you select the page and then you say, this is what I want the URL to be. And so it will change it to, you know, laptopempires.com/clickfunnels, and it completely changes it. It's not like one of those where it like creates a pretty link where on the surface it looks nice and then it like redirects to like whatever the real URL is. It completely changes the URL. So even when you hit the page, it's still going to say laptopempires.com/clickfunnels. So that's like a really nice feature too, is that you can use your domain for everything. And it's so, so easy to do using that plugin. You don't have to use like Cloudflare or any of this stuff. I remember using other sites, like having to like hook up Cloudflare and all this stuff. And I mean, you guys know how I am with tech. I mean, I would spend a week trying to figure out, it'd be like a week trying to figure out how to mask my URL. And finally, I would just be like, screw this, Google short link for the win. Like, that was what I would default to. So, so anyway, no, that's a good point, because the mobile viewer, where you can see it desktop, you can see it mobile, and then you can say mobile only feature, desktop only feature, or have it on both, and you can adjust everything. And it just looks, it makes it look really nice. And mobile optimization is important, especially if you're running paid traffic, because most of your traffic is going to be mobile. And honestly, most search traffic these days, like I think Google has said, it's like over 75% of search traffic is on mobile now. And so you want to make sure everything's mobile optimized or you're missing opportunities. So cool. Anything else? That was a good one. Good catch.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's it. It's just check it out. You know, like if you're, don't be like I was for years where you just like kind of forget about your landing pages and don't really, you know, optimize them or try to improve them, because that's, I can tell you this, like my traffic right now is lower than it was a year ago at Millennial Money Man. And my revenue has increased like tenfold. And so like, it's not all just about traffic. It's about how, it's about what you do with your traffic. And then once you get those things in place, then you increase your traffic and you increase your revenue even more. So.
Yeah. And at the, I just want to clarify this too. Like that's not just the courses, right? Like, cause somebody's going to listen to that and go, oh yeah, but you're selling these courses and all of that kind of stuff. Like a lot of your other revenue is up. And I think a big one is like your list almost doubled in size last year. So that your traffic was going down, but your list size was going up. And the big differences was like putting in more opportunities and new opportunities for people to opt in. And yet here we are focusing on list building this year, and you're doing all this stuff for Millennial Money Man because you feel like, man, I haven't implemented half of this stuff yet. So it's only going to go up. So this stuff is definitely super important. So, okay. We're going to end it. You know, I would be a horrible business owner if I didn't tell you about an opportunity to give us money through an affiliate link. I'm kidding, but for real. If you want to try out ClickFunnels, you can get a 14-day trial using our affiliate link. We will put it in the show notes. When you do that, we're also going to give you other goodies, because, you know, that's one of the best ways to promote an affiliate link. Mini lesson here, provide bonuses. And so what we'll give you is actually the list building funnel that I've been perfecting for like 5 years. We're going to give you the actual template so that all you have to do is put in your image, write a headline, and write some bullet points. Okay. And so we will basically, you'll be able to take that link, you'll create your free account, you'll paste that link into the browser. It will upload it into your account. You add your images, you add your words. And with that, you're also going to get our trainings on how to use ManyChat Messenger bots and our basic ClickFunnels tutorial. So you'll know exactly how to use it. And as part of that funnel, I love putting a messenger bot delivery tool on the thank you page. And so actually we've got Coral's funnel as an example. You know, if you're not interested in what she's doing, then, you know, don't poison her list. But if you were to go through it, you would see on the thank you page where it's like, thank you so much. Click here to access the printable, which is the thing she's giving away. And that sends you to Messenger. So what you're doing is that with this funnel is you can build your email list, your Messenger list, and your Facebook group, if you have one, all at the same time, and have multiple ways to market to people. And it's super effective use of your ad spend, especially if you're doing paid traffic for list building. So if you want to try out ClickFunnels, 14-day trial, you're going to get some bonuses. If you don't, it's cool. It's not a big deal. We're not affiliate marketers. We're not going to like pressure you into this. It's just something that we have available for our listeners if you choose to use it. So yeah, that's it. Bobby, anything before we go?
No, that's it. I'm good.
All right. Cool. Well, please subscribe, you know, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever it is that you subscribe, and we'll see you next episode.
You've been listening to the Laptop Empires podcast with Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt. For more information and the resources mentioned in this episode, go to laptopempires.com/podcast.
We out.